When you have hair loss, it can be such a scary and deceivingly lonely place. But you know what? You're not alone. You are here with me. Welcome to the Alternative Hair Alchemist Podcast. Hi, I'm Deborah Heim. I am a certified alternative hair specialist, a wig boutique owner, and wig wearer myself due to alopecia. And this is my tell-it-like-it-is take on all things alternative hair. I also happen to be a certified confidence coach, so I'm going to be sprinkling in some mindset hacks for good measure. So take a deep breath, sit back and relax, and listen to my favorite ways and my best advice on how I help others and help myself to rock that alternative hair. We're going to drop that shame and stigma. What is that about anyway? Now, let's do this. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the 2-year anniversary episode for the podcast, The Alternative Hair Alchemist. And that's the podcast you are listening to. And I am Deborah Heim. You can find me at DeborahHeim.com, which is DeborahHeim.com, or VeryBestLittleHairHouse.com. Also, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads. Couldn't remember the name of it, but yeah, you can find me any of those places if you have any questions for me or any subject you'd like to suggest for an episode, because the episodes are coming out a little less frequently because I feel I've covered everything. So generally when something pops up, it gives me the inspiration to do an episode. So I'm always welcoming any suggestions that you might have, any questions, and, you know, let's just get on with it this week. And this week's a really important thing I want to discuss. I want to talk about the guilt women feel when it comes to spending on themselves, not just in general, but specifically on alternative hair. Now, this is something that I kind of understand, because as a woman, genetically, we are the caregivers. We are always providing for everyone else. And we either train ourselves, or I don't know if it's part of genetics that we put everybody else's needs before ours. So some of that is just, you know, a long-standing thing with women in general. But with hair and alternative hair in particular, I see this attitude from women to be very, very, no other word to say it, but stingy when it comes to spending on themselves. And I know women, fortunately, that have quite a bit of money. Like, I know millionaires. And the reason I mention that is because when they talk about going to the salon for the extra treatment, and not all women are like this, but more of them than not have this guilt. I mean, I feel guilt from them that they are splurging on themselves. And I just want to explain to you why it's really not a splurge. It is really cost effective for you to take care of yourself and just get the hair you want to begin with. And that leads me to my first reason. Because there is this tendency, okay, that I have seen where someone will find the wig or the topper that they love that works for them. And then all of a sudden, they will try to find something a lot less cheaper that looks like it. Or you might even want to find something totally different, but the key word here is cheaper. And what happens is you end up, let's say, wasting money or buying things that don't work. I know, because I did it myself. And then before you know it, you have a closet full of things that don't work when you could have went ahead and got what you know works for you in the first place. It's especially tempting when something looks like a bargain, because you think, oh, you know, $69, I can't resist. But then by the time you get it, and you, if you factor in the time you wait for to get something, only to be disappointed. And then I know when I've gotten something like that, I tell myself, well, I might wear it, and then I will go back and try it again every couple weeks, and then it's still a disappointment. You know, so there was a point along the way with myself that I just decided I'm going to at least get one style I like that I'm excited to wear. And then, you know, I've talked about some of my approaches to extend the wear on your one good piece. Although if it was a perfect world, I'd say let's all get all perfect pieces and wear them all the time. But I know that that's not the nature of most women. In fact, I've seen it in my shop. Like they will bring their husband, their boyfriend, their sister, their mother, and the person that's like actually gifting them the hair, they will say, well, go ahead and get two. And then women will be like, oh no, I can't do that. Now, this is something that I hope to make you aware of, because you may be like this and not even be aware. Now, stop and think about that, because right there, that's something you need to work on correcting, because you need to allow people to do things for you. That's the first step in starting to get comfortable with getting gifts. Sometimes I see the same thing with compliments, people that have a hard time accepting a compliment. Like someone will say, oh, your dress looks great. And they'll say, oh yeah, this old thing, or something like that. So if you tend to deflect compliments, or if somebody wants to do something nice for you, like pick up the tab, there is a tendency for a lot of us to just go, oh no, no, I got it. And that's something to start to become aware of, because you need to get comfortable with receiving. And if you tend to be like that when somebody is actually attempting to gift you something, I'm going to guess you're probably the same way with yourself. Like when it comes time to get a new replacement piece, or you just want a style and color change, then, you know, you probably have a hard time spending the money on yourself. And here's how I reframe it for people in my shop. And reframe is the psychobabble, if you want to use that expression, word for learning how to look at something from a different perspective. And this can really help you expand your viewpoints on a lot of things. Now, let's look at it this way. Women with like show-stopping hair that you would stop and say, hey, who colors your hair? Who does your hair? Most often, they are spending a lot of money on color, cut, hopefully tip at a really good salon. So if you think of the cost of that, they are putting that into their hair every 3 months. So I know when I was doing research a couple years ago, that ultra double blonde process, I don't know, I'm not a hairstylist, so I don't know the terms for all of that, but I'm talking about that show-stopping hair that has highlights, lowlights. That, if you have dark hair to start with, the initial stages to get it to that light can cost you $750. So right now, and people, I often get asked a lot of times, like, what could somebody expect to spend on a wig? And that's such a varied answer. But for this episode, I'm going to use a price, let's say, of $300 US dollars for, like, if you're spending that on a wig and you get 3 to 6 months wear out of it, you need to average what the cost per wear for that particular piece is. Because if you take that $300 and divide it out by the number of days, sometimes it comes to not as much as you might think. But somehow when we go to spend that initial money, it's like this huge lump sum, and you're going to find all kinds of reasons like that why you can't spend it. But I'm here to tell you that you are just as important as any household bill you have, because how you feel about yourself has ripple effects through your whole life. When you have the hair that you love, I even have a sign in my shop that says, when my hair looks good, I can handle anything. And if you think about it, that's probably the truth. And when you think about how much better the right hair that you love to wear makes your life. And that, therefore, I know I don't dread going out. You know, I actually look forward to it. I look forward to getting ready to go to work because I know I'm going to look great. So, you know, think of those factors in when you consider whether or not you're going to, you know, be okay spending a certain amount. And I know in the U.S., some of the new, let's say upper hand-tied, you know, your Cadillac of wigs, hand-tied, heat-okay synthetics, their retail now is like $750 per piece. So even if that's your wig of choice, that's fine too. Like I said, because, you know, you're going to have the ripple effects through better job performance, just better mood throughout the day. And yeah, that may sound really superficial, but it does affect my mood and how I perform at work. So I'm going to guess there are probably people listening to this that can identify with that. Think about how much you can save on the shampoos. There's other areas in your life you can save. For me, I don't spend a lot of clothing. So in my mind, that makes it okay for me to spend a little bit more on my hair. And in fact, I hear women talking about that all the time. They will say, well, I saved X amount of money on this, so I feel okay spending it on that. But if you ask me, bottom line is you should not feel guilty about whatever you need to make you feel great about yourself. You are just as important as everybody else in your life. And when you feel good about yourself, you can do more for people. Think again about the time you save just by popping your hair on and looking fabulous. And another way to think of it is, like, if your kid needed it, you would be more okay with spending it on them. But what makes them, they're just as important as you are. Now, I say all of these things, but I go through it myself, so that's kind of also how I have perspective on the fact that women feel guilty about it. And the other advice I have is, you know you're going to need new hair. Kind of keep it in mind for the budget. Like, don't wait until 2 days before that graduation that you have to go to think about finding it. That gets into all other kind of issues, like maybe what you want isn't going to be in stock. So there are many, many reasons that it's advantageous to plan ahead for whatever hair you want that works for you. But, you know, maybe we'll do a whole nother episode about that. But before I go, I wanted to mention a different podcast. This podcast is called HairPod, HairPod. And I recorded an episode with them yesterday. They had me on to interview. Their podcast is all about helping to end the stigma for people with alternative hair. Now, HairPod is produced by Hair Club, which is mainly known for men for hair replacement, but I think they also have women on their episodes. They're like this show, 15 to 20 minutes long, and they have all different types of personal stories, so it's probably worth checking out for you over them. But I also wanted to mention that, you know, we think that women are the only ones that feel guilty about spending on themselves or feel slightly anxious about being okay with alternative hair. Well, guys do too. I just thought that was really eye-opening for me because I guess men also go through the same thing. You know, sometimes it's easy to think of them as just super confident, but you know what? When they have hair loss, they're going through the same issues. And I bet you it's even scarier for them because, you know, there's so many bad toupees that you see. So they're probably just as terrified to venture into alternative hair. But you know what? It has come so far. That is one thing I have seen personally from the time I first opened my shop. What was good wigs then? Oh my goodness. It just, what comes out every day just totally blows me away. And, you know, the other thing I came to mind when I was taping that episode is you are probably looking at a lot of the people you see on TV. You may even be looking at your friends. I know because I can see and I'm trained to be able to tell that they have a wig on. Like, I watch people's pictures that they post over time. I have a lot of friends on Facebook, and I do see women using alternative hair for different effects. The thing is, they're just probably not ready to be as open about it as I am. So when you're looking at somebody with good hair, don't think always that they grew it themselves. And that's the thing. Who cares if you bought it or you grew it yourself? If it looks good, wear it. And until next time, peace, love, and alternative hair. If you enjoyed this episode, you might like working with me one-on-one even better. You can check out the options at deborahheim.com. You can find my shop at verybestlittlehairhouse.com. And don't forget my Wise Wig Advice and Support Group, also on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. But until next time, peace, love, and alternative hair.